This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
Triple Bypass acknowledges that we broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging, and to any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people who are listening today. We acknowledge that this land was never ceded, no treaty was ever signed, and that it always was and always will be Aboriginal land. For this episode of Triple Bypass, we are celebrating a very bi birthday, finding out more about how bisexuals in the UK are uniting against arms, trade funding and military recruitment. And I'll be bringing you more of the latest news, conversations, updates and many, many bad puns from the biosphere. All that and more coming up on the show that puts the B in LGBTIQA+, Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. And now, here's Getting By from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Realize it's a surprise, but now I see that that's just me. It's not like I even tried. So if you ask me how I'm doing, here is my reply. I'm getting by. I'm getting by. Oh yeah, I'm letting my bi flag fly. Not gonna hide it, not gonna lie. I'm a bi kind of guy. There's no reason to be shy. Till the day I die. Now some may say, oh, you're just gay. Why don't you just go gay all the way? But that's not it, 'cause bi's legit. Whether you're a he or a she, we might be a perfect fit. And one more thing, I tell you what, being bi does not imply that you're a player or a slut. Sure, I like sex.
Please make him stop.
Slow until I feel at ease. So if you ask me how I'm doing, I'm feeling peppy, sprightly, spry. I'm getting by. I'm getting by. And it's something I'd like to demystify. It's not a phase, I'm not confused, not indecisive. I don't have the gotta choose blues. I don't care if you wear high heels or a tie. You might just catch my eye because I'm definitely bi. Intellectual to get that I'm bisexual.
That's right, that was Getting By from the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And if you have not picked it up yet, you are listening to the show that is here to put the B in LGBTIQ, plus a P for pansexual, a Q for queer and questioning, another P for polysexual, and an E for everybody else, because that's what we're all about. This is Triple Bypass, your weekly bisexual plus radio takeover. I'm Ruby.
I'm Amelia.
And I'm Alex.
And we're here to bring you your weekly fix of bi plus community goodness, thanks to our very new neighbours, the team at Bad Gays, that's with a Z. You can check them out on joy.org.au/badgays. As someone who's been called a bad gay for most of my life, I can relate so hard.
I like that it goes from bad gays to terrible gays here in Triple Bypass.
I'm now a card-carrying queer, so no one can stop me.
Got my license in the mail the other day.
It was an interesting photograph, but, you know, we work with what we got.
It's always the way. Isn't that part of the MBN?
Melbourne Bisexual Network? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is on the back of that card. It's the card I'm referring to. That's right. We put on the back of our cards, certified queer enough, just in case anyone was wondering.
I got mine laminated. I love it.
You can find it more on melbournebisexualnetwork.com. But tonight, it is a very special show, because tonight, Triple Bypass is turning three.
Three!
Three.
Terrible threes.
I think it's terrible twos. We've passed it. Oh, we're now on to the...
Terrific.
Sure. The terrific threes. That's right. So we've been broadcasting weekly for 3 years now, which is pretty spectacular. And so, of course, we'd like to hear from you. Have you been listening to the show for long? Are you a new listener? What have you liked about the show? We want to hear memories, moments that mattered to you. Get in touch. Email us at onair@joy.org.au or text on 0427-JOY949. That's 0427-569-949. You can also find us on our socials, on Facebook, we're Triple Bypass, on Twitter, we're Triple Bypass, on Instagram, we're Triple Bypass Joy, and email us at any time at triplebypass@joy.org.au. And of course, every episode, which is roughly 156 plus episodes of Triple Bypass, are all available in podcast form on iTunes, Spotify, and where all good podcasts are found.
That's also where our podcast only
special show. That's right, which is why I know it's 156 plus. Because we've got the Bi-Polycast show, which comes out every month. We've also got a whole lot of special interviews that happen, like our interview with the Bi-Cast, which is the American bisexual podcast. My interview with Mara Wilson, where I definitely was very cool and composed,
calm, collected.
It was significantly better than when I got to interview Margaret Cho a few weeks after starting, and my voice went up 3 octaves. And fast talker, but y'all ain't seen shit. I really like Margaret Cho. I really like you. It was great.
I'm going to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that.
It's because she was in person. I was looking across, I was looking across the table at her, just being like, "How are you real? I want to touch your tattoos.
Is it a mirage?"
But anyway, we're going to have a great show tonight to be talking about these things. And the more questions you ask, the more we can answer. So ask us anything you'd like about the show.
Where do we get in touch again, Ruby?
You can email us at onair@joy.org.au or text on 0427-569-949.
And if that didn't persuade you to get in touch tonight, I don't know what will.
Text us!
Anyway, we've got some Bio Plus community news.
We sure do. And the first is about Orange is the New Black. Finally, has said bisexual in its 89th episode.
And final season.
And final season. It's going
saving
away.
Saving the best for last.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Saving that for last. When Orange is the New Black premiered on Netflix in 2013, it was clear from the first 30 seconds of the show that it was going to be revolutionary when it visually established its lead character, Piper Chapman, as bisexual. But then the actual word bisexual went unuttered for 88 episodes. That is until Piper's sexual identity was finally verbally acknowledged in episode 11 of the 7th and final season. Orange is the New Black's first season included at least 8 queer characters, including transgender actress Laverne Cox playing transgender character. Thank you, Ruby.
My notes.
Stumbling over words. And Lee Delaria, a butch lesbian actress. Mm. While Orange is the New Black never actively adopted the biphobic language that was the hallmark of the L word, it soon became guilty of bi-erasure. But in episode 89, Piper's mum refers to her daughter as bisexual in the off-handed manner stereotypical of waspy kind of mums. "I'm so glad you're dressing up again. I was afraid you were turning into one of those butch lesbians," Piper's mum says to her paroled daughter, who needs a dress for a gala. "Mom," Piper chides. Sorry, bisexuals," her mum says. "I don't even know how you do that, actually. Both genders? It sounds exhausting. I already worry when your father's spending time with a woman. I think I'd go crazy if I had to worry every time he went out with a man, too."
Oh, Christ.
Which, you know, interesting on many levels. So Jennifer Piper's show Representation Now, which was on Triple Bypass for over a year, she specifically looked into how in, which you can find all the episodes, of course, on Spotify, iTunes, or all good podcasts are found. but specifically was talking about how, so Piper's girlfriend refers to her as a straight girl.
Alex.
And yeah, Alex, yeah. And her ex-boyfriend / ex-fiance refers to her as a lesbian. Mm. So that kind of idea of being one or the other is kind of a part of the show in many ways. And then, of course, Piper's like, "I don't like labels." Yes. But I think it's interesting because of that. I'm not sure if the show was meaning to be insightful or not, but by having Piper's mum point out that jealousy is a huge issue for bisexual people. I mean, fair, and she's pointing out why it is too. I just not sure if they actually address that as being a problem in the show.
No, that's like, I don't know, cooking dinner and forgetting that you don't have any plates.
Yeah.
Bit of a thing to neglect.
But I do think it is interesting that because, you know, Piper, I think, is such a character that is became quite an iconic bisexual character. Yeah. Just because, you know, having an ex-boyfriend who she still had feelings for, being in love with a woman, dealing with that, and then just never kind of acknowledging that that's a real thing that happens to people who aren't just very confused.
100%. I am one of the biggest Orange is the New Black fans that you will meet, and this is the first time I am making the connection that Piper is a bi woman.
And there you go. Yeah, it's not clear.
It's not talked about at all in the show, at all. And it's exactly what you're saying, Ruby, about Alex and her. I can't remember her ex's name, but
the guy from American Pie.
Yeah, exactly. They just put that pressure on her, throughout the whole series, to, I guess, what are you then, Piper? What are you? What are you? And it never really, sunk in my brain until now. You'd think it would, but I'm just, having a little brain.
It's almost like the word is important here.
That's
something.
Right.
But also, it's interesting to me because I guess I'm kind of sad that they never really go through what Piper does to find the word and feel comfortable in it and obviously talk to her parents about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, but also, baby steps.
But also Lorna, if we're talking about the character. You know, like, Lorna has a husband but also hooks up quite routinely with other people in the community.
Inmates?
Is that
yeah, it? Yeah. I suppose, isn't... I think that they often also refer to, the gay for the stay issue within the prison system and stuff, which I think is also just a way of showing that these women, a lot of them are capable of same-sex attraction, even if they necessarily don't want to have to live, to deal with that or the pressures of that or know how to go about having those conversations and interactions and flirtations outside of an environment where that's the only option.
That's right.
Which, again, I feel a lot of bisexual AFAB people and probably every bisexual can in some way relate to be like, how the hell do you flirt unless you absolutely have to because there's no other options?
It's really interesting. For me, you know, my gaydar is on point.
How's your bi-fi?
My bi-fi, nowhere near as solid.
Weak signals, I feel ya. In Australia, it's bad Wi-Fi.
That NBN, the National Bisexual Network, just hasn't been installed properly, and I blame the Scott Morrison.
There's not enough funding. That's the issue.
Not enough funding. And I wanted fiber to the node.
Oh, my gosh. That's
Alex
getting deep.
The best thing you've ever seen.
Jumping into another story, the UK's National Bisexual Conference, BiCon, has become the first major LGBT+ event in Britain to rule out funding from arms trade or military recruitment stalls. This new policy was passed and an 81% majority vote on Saturday, August 3rd. The vote, which took place at a BiCon gathering in Lancaster, comes a week before Pride in Surrey takes place, with British defence firm BAE Systems as a lead sponsor. After the vote passed, Simon Hill, the bisexual who proposed the new policy, said in a press release, "The pink washing tide is turning. Arms dealers and militarists must now know that LGBTQ people will resist their attempts to misuse a movement for their own ends." BiCon's new position is a major development for the No Pride in War campaign, an alliance of groups including Lesbian and Gay Support the Migrants, LGSM, and the Campaign Against Arms Trades, CAT, with two A's, and the London Bi Pandas. It's all really exciting, honestly. I think that's a wonderful move. The UK, unlike Australia, has stopped selling arms to Yemen, which is one of the biggest ongoing wartime disasters in our current time. But I think making an actual rule like that is a pretty major step, and I'm hoping other people follow suit. And I hope that credit is given where credit is frickin' due for it.
It kind of ties into the chats you and I were having around, I think it was around Idaho.
Idaho Hobbit.
Who are you calling?
What else? What are you saying?
around.
You left out the B.
I did. I'm sorry. Around the kind of pinkwashing capitalist approach where, you know, nine days out of every 10 you're screwing over same-sex couples and you are instituting policies and systems that, that further marginalise queer folk. And then one day out of the year you go, yay, rainbows.
Yeah, and I think it's particularly, you know, we've got Gay Star News has recently announced liquidation because of lack of monetary sponsorship and because often they were saying people are very happy to say that they support us but very rarely follow through with funding.
Yeah.
Unlike Budweiser, which we also covered with their Cups campaign, how they actually did invest a lot of money into organisations across the UK. So I think it's... But it's also taking a stand of saying, look, we do need funding, but we don't want that.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the bisexual community has always been on the front, a lot of in convention spaces, of trying to start tackling these issues. We were the bi convention in the United States was the first one to start having wheelchair ramps.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think, firstly, this makes my little bi heart very proud. So we're going to jump to a song we actually recorded from a previous episode with the incredible poet, musician Ella Jean, with her special cover of Teenage Dirtbag, which was recorded live in the studio.
Oh, wow.
So stay tuned for this. You're listening to Triple Bypass, 3 years running strong, here on Joy 94.9.
Her name is Noelle. I have a dream about her. She rings my bell. Gym class in half an hour, oh how she rocks and kicks into socks. But she doesn't know what I am. She doesn't give a damn. Cause I'm just a teenage bi girl, baby. I'm just a teenage bi girl, baby. Could you be a teenage bi girl, baby, like me? Ooh. Her boyfriend's a dick. He brings a gun to school and he'd simply kick my ass if he knew the truth. He lives down the road. He's a raging homophobe. But he doesn't know what I am. So he doesn't give a damn. Cause I'm just a teenage bike girl, baby. I'm just a teenage bi girl, baby. Please be a teenage bi girl, baby, like me. Like you. Ooh. what she's missing. I really am. Yes, ma'am. And no, he doesn't know what he's missing. I really am. Yes, ma'am. No, they don't know what they've been missing. I really am. Yes, ma'am. No, we don't know what we've been missing.
Hey guys, this is Fembot XYZ here. I'm just wishing Triple Bypass a happy 2-year birthday. Oh my god, I'm so proud, and I hope you enjoyed the trip out of your mother's uterus. Unless, of course, you're a test tube baby, and then, you know, you're a freak of nature, and I love it. Yeah, but thank you so much, Triple Bypass, for being in my life, and for, you know, increasing the awareness of bisexuality to the point where everyone soon will realize that, you know, bisexual, I'm hoping. Anyway, thank you so much and goodbye. I hope you enjoy your birthday.
Oh, my word.
Wrong message. That was from last year. But yeah, thanks, Fembot.
I'm in tears after that. Beautiful.
Yeah, so
beautiful
that was Ella
song.
Jean's cover of Teenage Dirtbag, Teenage Bi Girl, which you can find on My Bear Skin. That's BEARE or BEAR, like a bear, like the animal, mybearskin.com on WordPress, or from the podcast where she recorded it, which you can find at joy.org.au/triplebypass or a good podcast I found. My name's Ruby.
I'm Amelia.
I'm Alex.
We're all crying.
I feel that. It's all really beautiful. That, I think, has been like a highlight of doing the show for me. And that was Fembot, who we had on the show last year to talk about biphobia in the drag scene. Interesting commentary. Fembot's interesting because they were actually my first boyfriend when I was a 16-year-old little baby queer. And I met Zach, Fembot's alter ego, at a minus 18 event.
Oh, my gosh.
He was there, to support a friend because he was straight.
Oh, yeah.
He was real straight.
Yeah, right.
He was real straight.
Uh-huh. Make the best quiz.
And then, you know, we reconnect years later. It's like, oh, you're a drag queen now.
Oh, amazing.
And yeah, they do a lot of really interesting stuff around very much trying to crack around and make gender, like playing up the joke of gender in a lot of ways. And the show we did with them about how drag is honestly one of the most bisexual things you could possibly imagine was really, really cool. So you can check that out too.
Rad.
Yeah. That's right. So we've done some rad stuff in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
More about it.
Yeah. Well, you can find it too. Anyway, you're back on Triple Bypass. We're here to put the beer in LGBTIQA+. Of course, that's AB+. So we add all the labels under the multigender attracted umbrella. And we'd love to hear from you for our very special bi birthday segment, because it's Triple Bypass turning 3. It's Alex's birthday tomorrow. It's my birthday tonight. It's all the bi birthdays you could possibly want. And you can email us at onair@joy.org.au or text in on 0427569949. We did get a message in from Amber from the Sydney Bisexual Network, who sends so much love for our 3rd birthday. All the way from Sydney. Hi, hi, hi. Bye, bye, bye. All the best, Amber. Thanks, Amber. And thanks for all the incredible work you do with Sydney Bi Plus Network. Wonderful organisation.
Oh.
No.
Sorry. We just scooted very quickly over the fact that it was your birthday, Ruby. Can we just, like, you know, just...
That's right. I was born 3 years ago from a test tube. Grown to be the perfect bisexual radio host.
From the panel itself emerged.
Burst from the panel, which I love so much.
If I was any of a singer, I'd sing you happy birthday, but we don't want that.
So. No one can sing happy birthday well. That's the whole point of the song.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
It's
but
a dirge.
It has a pretty huge jump in pitch that's very hard to sing.
I just took that completely at word, what you said. I was like, really? That is so fascinating.
Very convincing. I use my powers for good.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. Look, I go both ways. Bit of chaotic evil and chaotic good. So, with some neutral for fun.
So when you were born out of the panel 3 years ago, Ruby, can you tell us about the origins of the show as well?
So I was, you know, the show was actually put forward. It was the idea that a gay guy, Andy, who was our panelist for the beginning, for the first grid that we ever did, yeah, and came on for our birthday show last year, he had really wanted to fill this gap he saw in Joy's programming. So Joy is one of three 24-hour LGBTI stations in the world. Mm. So, but we still we just changed from being a gay and lesbian station to an LGBTI station, and he was definitely seeing there being a gap. And he had heard that he also does stuff with Bent TV, which is the LGBTIQA plus show on Channel 31, which is Melbourne's community TV station as well. The birthplace of Rove from Rove Live. Yeah,
fact.
That's right.
Another fact.
Full of them. Full of it. But that's actually true. But yeah, and he had put together Anthony from that show and Christina, who also knew from there. And then one of the program directors here knew that there was a very obnoxiously bisexual person working on the current affairs program.
That's me. Is that you? I was going to say. Let me guess.
Me. And so he basically just wanted to do a show for the bi community. So just to kind of start having bi voices out there, not necessarily as an advocacy center, but just to kind of have that voice normalized. Of course, the minute we all met each other, the first episode of Triple Bypass is just a huge amount of excitement because none of us had really talked about bisexuality before.
Right.
Because we had never been in a room with people who we all knew were bisexual for the purpose of talking about it.
That kind of reminds me, straight after I joined here, you, Anthony, and I were hanging out near Anthony's car, and we were chatting about sexuality. It was after my first ride-along. I hadn't spoken on air yet, but it was just at that point that I shuffled, and I remember the distinct clunk of me going from I don't like a label, I'm bi, but labels da da da, to fuck it, I'm bisexual. I just own this. That's, and it's because I don't have that chance to have those discussions about sexuality, about my sexuality with folk when I'm not here in this room. Well, more now.
I think more now,
yeah, a little bit.
And 3 years ago, not so much.
Yeah, well, 3 years ago, not much at all. And I think it was definitely a huge catalyst for me and Anthony particularly. Christina had to leave and move on to other things. We brought on James for a while from the Bi Alliance Victoria, and the show's continued on. That's who you can see in the original art, by the way, the three of us. Yeah. I am Babe in Blue. It's great. I look so sassy. I love it.
You are sassy.
It's from that's also by Robot Squid, the artist you can find on Twitter. But yeah, so that's how the show got started 3 years ago, and it took us about maybe 6 months to start doing shows that had a direct purpose. We had one episode that's all bi's like cats, just because we're like, let's talk about our cats.
Oh my god,
for an hour.
Relatable content though. So many folks would have loved that.
Apparently they did, because there was a lot of stuff about bi's and cats. It was great. Speaking of great though, we're gonna that's right, I've got this down after 3 years. We're gonna jump to another song, which is We're the Cool Kids by Ryan Quesada. So stay tuned for that. This is Triple Bypass here on Joy 94.9. We'll be right back.
Comes up and the sun comes up, 'cause we're the cool kids. Hi, this is C.S. Picat. Happy birthday to Triple Bypass. As a bi writer, I want to say a big thank you to Triple Bypass for the work the show's done highlighting the voices of bisexual artists and creators. Thank you, guys.
That was C.S. Picat, author of the Captive Prince trilogy. Also, that was Ryan Casada with We're the Cool Kids. Ryan Casada is a very cool trans artist from the States, and I recommend everyone check out the video for that, We're the Cool Kids. I cried. It's beautiful. A bunch of queer kids singing along and having the time of their lives. And that was C.S. Picat, who we had on the show again back in the first 6 months of our origin because we're celebrating a birthday. My name is Ruby.
I'm Alex.
I'm Amelia.
And you're listening to Triple Bypass, 3 years and going strong. Mm-hmm. That's right. We've turned three this year, which apparently is 156 plus episodes, not including the monthly Bi-Poly podcast, which comes out. All the special interviews with guests that we've had, mostly internationally, that we couldn't get on the air because time differences in Australia are a whole thing.
We are a giant island.
We really are. We've been talking about a bit of bi news. We've also started to talk about the show and how it got started 3 years ago. We've also talked about how the fact that it's Alex's birthday tomorrow and mine today because we were both created for the show in special radio test tubes.
Pressed like vinyl.
Very paddled.
But so stylish and hip.
So, you know, text in or email in to wish Ruby a happy birthday, to wish the show a happy birthday.
To wish Alex a happy birthday.
Yeah, you could wish
and
me
Amelia
a happy
just
birthday.
Throw
I
in
would
there.
Like a happy birthday.
If you want, be inclusive. We try to be.
You can email us on air at joy.org.au or you can text us on 0427 569 949. That's 0427 joy 949.
We got a little text in over the break as well. So from Sarah saying, "Hi, Triple Bypass team. You are awesome. Thanks, babe. I've been listening for a year now and your show has helped me feel empowered and proud of my bisexuality. It means so much. Thank you."
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. You're the MVP.
It's made me feel proud of my bisexuality in a big way. Like, definitely. I think it's how I found it. And I'm really glad that that's filtered through the airwaves.
The listeners feel that too.
And the streaming, yeah, it's good. You should be. It's freaking wonderful. It's more wonderful than I could ever imagine when I started doing this 3 years ago. It really is. Like, well, the more you get to find out about it, the more it's just like, oh, wow, this is actually something really special.
It kind of makes me want to ask, how has the conversation evolved and changed since you started those 3 years ago?
So on the show, the conversation has definitely become a lot more nuanced, I think, and understanding, firstly, of what bisexuality actually is. Because I think when we all started, you know, Anthony, Christina and myself, and then later James had more of a background in the advocacy with bisexuality, being one of the founding members of Bi Alliance Victoria. But for Anthony and me, I don't think we'd ever done much like formal study of it. It was just one of those things that you just kind of like, yeah, I'm bi. It's a thing.
Lived expertise.
But even then, like lived expertise, that wasn't really expertise because you don't really know what it means to live as a bi person.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And so it was through kind of doing the show. And like people had always mentioned I was obviously very passionate about bisexual inclusion and bi erasure, but I hadn't really started to unpack multigender attraction and what it means for how we relate to the world and why we do see a kind of present erasure and a confusion around what we are, which is often projected into assuming that we are confused because we confuse other people. So yeah, it's right. Like, no, you're confused. Like, oh, no, we're not confused. No, neither are we. It's actually pretty chill. We got this, thanks. But yeah, I think it was actually like talking to other people and having the kind of little micro experiences that we'd all had. And like, again, like, not to give away my age, it's my birthday, I'm 29. I gave it away just then. It's yours, like, it's for free. It's just for you. But,
you're just giving gifts yourself, Ruby.
I am a gift.
The bi gift that keeps on giving.
But I think it was very much kind of starting to understand that the experiences that we all were kind of talking about, insofar as like feeling excluded, having people doubt, if I still identified as woman at the time and having people believe that, you know, bi women are just attention seekers and just doing it to get men's attention for kissing girls, and that bisexual men were just gay and like weren't ready to process that yet, and where these beliefs were coming from and what they meant for us and how much we'd internalized it. And that kind of led to, you know, Anthony and me doing more reading and starting to understand like the long-term implications and a lot of the statistics around mental health and homelessness and poverty and things that, and, you know, and family violence and areas where bisexual people are really overrepresented. Mm. And starting to realize, oh, no, we're not like, you know, I think when the attitude for a long time in our lived experiences had been, bis have got it easier because you only really get it half strength. You only have to deal with half as much as we do. Seeing those statistics made me and Anthony and all of us, I think, who've been part of the show, kind of start to recognize how important it is to actually have a really firm and comforting and empowering voice that speaks specifically to multigender attracted people, whether they use the bisexual label, the pansexual label, polysexual, queer, whatever label they do find fits them best. But also, I think it also part of it was understanding bisexual history and hearing about that. Yeah,
it's tough to go more than I think about an hour in your company without at least at some point reference to the Bisexual Manifesto.
You mean the one published in 1990 in the Bisexual Magazine? Anything that moves, bam.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking
about. As a direct result of that, I went and I read it and looked it up because, you know, I've got to be an advocate for the people, for my people. All of you lovely people out there on the airwaves. And, you know, helped me understand that these ideas are not just brand new. They are not, you know, it's not like I invented bisexuality when I
identified was, that way.
When I was in my teens and realized, I'm not the first. And that it looks at gender and the way that we look at gender, and that there's no, you know, emerging or new trend there. It's that we are pushing to a point and we are getting to a point where we can openly identify and accept that.
Yeah, I think for me as well, you know, there's a lot of talk around bisexuality being something that is excluding trans people and non-binary people. And as a non-binary bisexual person, I remember really, I struggled to find what I could imagine the difference was, and you know, by people like, oh, it means two, and I was like, yeah, like it does. I mean, like, I didn't realize that there were more than two genders until I had access to community spaces, which happened in my late 20s, and I didn't realize I wasn't a man or a woman until my late 20s. Funny how that works. But I think it was definitely this kind of prevailing idea I often would hear where, that bisexual was somehow like a less woke version of pansexual, and then find the Bisexual Manifesto, which I pulled up right now, definitely kind of helped first, again, like remind me that there have been bisexual people talking about these issues and about multigender attraction and about how that actually affects our perceptions of gender and how we start to relate to gender and how we believe gender to be. Mm. And to the point where, you know, there's been clear references about more than two genders for quite a long time. And I'm going to read the Bisexual Manifesto because I brought it up for that reason. So the magazine Anything That Moves went for 11 years based in San Francisco, which is such a good title for a magazine.
It's what I used to have up on my bedroom wall as a teenager with a picture of Jack Harkness.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You didn't even know at the time.
Oh, no, this was after.
My point, like, after you had the D&D session and realized that was on a show. If you want to know what's happening, find the podcast.
But it's a good one.
So the Bisexual Manifesto was, we are tired of being analyzed, defined and represented by people other than ourselves, or worse yet, not considered at all. We are frustrated by the imposed isolation and invisibility that comes from being told or expected to choose either a homosexual or heterosexual identity. Monosexuality, that the attraction to one gender, is a heterosexist dictate used to oppress homosexuals and to negate the validity of bisexuality. Bisexuality is a whole, fluid identity. Do not assume that bisexuality is binary or duogamous in nature, that we have two sides or that we must be involved simultaneously with both genders to be fulfilled human beings. In fact, don't assume that there are only two genders. Do not mistake our fluidity for confusion, irresponsibility, or an inability to commit. Do not equate promiscuity, infidelity, or unsafe sexual behavior with bisexuality. Those are human traits that cross all sexual orientations. Nothing should be assumed about anyone's sexuality, including our own. We are angered by those who refuse to accept our existence, our issues, our contributions, our alliances, our voice. It is time for the bisexual voice to be heard.
Oh,
1990.
I think we just heard the bisexual voice reading you the bisexual manifesto there.
That was the year of your birth. Are you sure you didn't write that? Is you just like,
you out of your just like, I have come, parents, with bearing the word of the bisexual manifesto.
Look, I'd believe it.
It is I, the genderless human.
I have come to destroy binaries wherever I find them. Just like my head rotate 360. No, not quite like that. But I think finding that for me was huge. Mm. It was, firstly, it was kind of that sense of, oh, we've actually been having the same arguments for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And that, in some ways, could be a bit confronting to, like, recognize, oh, we've had to defend this for a while now. Mm. Okay, that this is an ongoing issue. But then it was like, oh, but we've been organizing and putting our voices forward and you know, and advocating for like multigender attraction, but also for the trans community, for the non-binary community, from pretty much day dot of the modern LGBTI movement. And I think that made me feel very proud, and I feel really proud to be connected to that history. I really do. So we're going to go to another song, I think. This is going to be Rainbow from another bi icon, Kesha. So enjoy that. That'll be coming up right after this message. Stay tuned. You're on Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
In my hairdo, got back the stars in my eyes too. Yeah, now I see the magic inside of me. Yeah, maybe my head's fucked up, but I'm falling back in love with being alive, dreaming in lights. This kid got lost her mind. Been looking for a star since sign that I'll be alright. Look to the skies, I found a rainbow. Rainbow, baby, trust me, I know life is scary, but just put those colors on, girl. Come and play along with me tonight. I'd forgot how to daydream, so consumed with the wrong things. But in the dark, I realize this life is short, and deep down I'm still a child. Playful eyes wide and wild, I can't lose hope. What's left in my heart's still made of gold. And I know that I'm still fucked up, but aren't we all, my love, darling? Our scars make us who we are. So when the winds are howling strong and you think you can't go on, hold tight, sweetheart. You'll find a rainbow, rainbow, baby, trust me, just put those colors on, girl. Come and play along with me tonight. You gotta learn to let go. Put the past behind you. Trust me, I know. The ghosts will try to find a bed. Just put those colors on, girl. Come and paint the world with me tonight. Trust me, I know life is scary, but just put those colors on, girl. You gotta learn to let go. Put the past behind you. Trust me, I know. The ghosts will try to find you, but just put those colors on, girl. Come and paint the world with me tonight. Oh, put those colors on, girl. Come and paint the world with me.
That's right. This is Joy 94.9, and that was Rainbow with Kesha. You've tuned in to Triple Bypass, where the bisexuals have taken over the airwaves for the third year in a row. That's right. I've been around for 3 years now, going strong. My name is Ruby.
I'm Amelia.
And I'm Alex.
And we've been celebrating some birthdays.
And there have been some very lovely people wishing us a happy birthday on the text line. Thank you to Kim, who is listening intently. They say that they've known their bi for over 20 years and they only just started hearing and learning about being healthy as a bi in the last few years, and they're thanking us for our discussion. Thank you, Kim. It is lovely to hear from you.
So nice to hear from you.
And John, who wishes Amelia a happy birthday. Me. It's not my birthday, John. Thank you for wishing me happy birthday anyway. I was just being a silly billy.
It is Alex's birthday tomorrow, and it's my birthday tonight, because as we've just agreed upon on the show, I was actually created for the show specifically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And so the first night this show aired, I popped out of the desk, the radio desk, and jumped onto a mic and never let go.
Speaking a million miles an hour and continuing through.
We actually had John on the show.
John.
Yeah. So John, because he's a musician and he plays guitar and didgeridoo and a whole lot of instruments, and he's really wonderful. And he's also, before he came on the show, he actually wrote us a few really lovely emails. And we have received a lot of really lovely messages from people over the last 3 years from John's in Australia, but originally from Canada. We've had people messages from Germany, from the UK and from the United States, and from a lot of rural areas around Victoria and Australia as well. And it means a lot to know that our voices are meaningful and are giving you something to hold on to.
So let us know if your voices are that our voices are meaningful and something to hold on to on air at joy.org.au 0427 569 949.
Validation!
But yes.
Before we went to the song, Ruby, you were reading so beautifully and you were saying that you were finding that text like pivotal in a lot of your interactions around bisexuality in the community, and that you did find it a bit confronting that people have been having these conversations on and on, and you know, mobilising, and this is not a new fight. But as I was listening to you, I was just so comforted by what you were saying. Is that something that you felt as well? Like, is comforted a nice word?
So that was the Bisexual Manifesto that was published in 1990. In Anything That Moves, in case you missed in the earlier part. I've mentioned it on the show throughout the three. As soon as I found it, I was talking about the show all the time, because it was comforting. It was deeply comforting, because firstly, it was giving a lot of, it was articulating very clearly and concisely a lot of the frustrations that I think a lot of bi folk in advocacy often feel when it comes to being spoken for or being assumed to need to choose a side or being discriminatory against people who identify outside of the male-female binary, which is something that actually has picked up again a lot now, with people claiming that bisexual refers now just explicitly to cis men and women, which I think has always been a point of frustration. But I think it was that sense of realizing I wasn't stepping into something brand new. I was stepping into a space that had been held and protected and fought for decades. And I think it was that sense of like, oh, I'm not alone, and I've actually never been alone.
Totally. Less intimidating, I imagine.
Much less. But also it took away from a bit of the shame that came, I think, from, you know, people saying, oh, but bi is binary, bi is doesn't include everybody, and being like, oh, actually, we've actually always made an effort to. In fact, this is the first place those conversations were happening at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I think the biggest thing this show has done for me was give me a reason to care about my identity to the point where I would go and read about it.
Yeah,
I'd never done that before. I don't think any of us who had been on the show before had done a lot of research around what bisexuality was, what had been written about it, what people were saying about it, the history of it, like specifically bisexual history, because there's a lot of it. And I think knowing you have a history makes pride. It gives something to be proud of while you work on being proud of yourself. You can be proud of those that come before. And, you know, being proud of our own identities takes time, and it takes a lot of work and learning how to go from, you know, rejection to accept, to tolerating, to accepting, to celebrating is a big journey.
Yeah.
And this show has been a huge part of that journey for me. It's where I learned to celebrate by wanting to celebrate everybody who came onto the show and who messaged on the show. And I'm going to cry because it's really important. And people who listen to the show have probably heard me cry on the radio before because I'm a big sook about it. But it's knowing that, you know, there are people who have worked really hard to fight for the right to be able to identify this way, and to be able to have any label that is multigender attracted at all has come from a huge amount of work from people whose shoulders we stand on, who have been fighting for bisexual rights specifically for decades. And, you know, the mother of Pride, Brenda, was a bi woman who was married to a man, and she basically birthed the Pride parades that we all enjoy so much. So I think it was learning those things that made me feel so much more confident in my identity, and that it was something I actually had the right to be proud of. And if other people like would dismiss it, it meant that I had that inner confidence to be able to be like, you just don't know any better, and that's on you, that's not on me. Yeah. I'm pretty happy with this right now. I get to interact with people as people first. I get to interact with someone without a preconceived notion of what direction our conversation will have, whether it's going to be sexual or platonic. That none of that is going to be assumed. Mm. Unless the only thing I'll assume is they're real cute. Maybe we're going to flirt.
Yeah.
And that's as far as it'll go. And that's, I think, been a very freeing thing for me. And it came for me being able to look at my own gender and recognize the limitations I've been putting on myself in that space.
So for the past 3 years, you've been studying your Bachelor of Bisexuality. Now that you graduate, congratulations.
Thanks.
What would you say has changed over the past 3 years, other than your understanding and celebration of your bisexuality? Like, what about the community? What's changed in that?
I've seen the community get bigger. I've definitely seen a lot more people start to know the Bisexual Manifesto. It's really cool to see that get dropped in links now, when I've like, after like a few years of me just being like, hey, read this, and people like, actually, do you know in the Bi Manifesto that's not two? And it's me just being like, yes, it's spreading. People feeling like it's a label that they can own, and it's like a label that they can be proud of, I think has been the big thing for me, is to see that. That's also come, of course, with this, you know, an increased number of people identifying as bisexual, like as we've talked about in some of the news, like that's been a huge increase. And this kind of a lot more study being done around it, like with the Australian research being done into the drivers behind the mental health issues, and like, you know, GLAAD putting, so the media network in the United States putting out a specific booklet on how to report on the bi plus community. Senator Janet Rice in Australia coming out and talking about the bi plus community in the Senate floor.
Wearing the bisexual flag.
And then sneaking herself onto the bi float at Mardi Gras.
Such a mood.
And I was dancing as Ziggy Stardust, and this, like, you know, this senator just kind of, like, clambering up the side.
Janet
we're just
Rice.
Helping her on frantically because we
Such
love her.
Such a pleasure to spend time with as well.
It is. And I think that's definitely been it. I think it's also been, for me, it's realizing that people, like, I needed this. And once I had it, seeing other people start to find that they needed it too, and so what they could do to then spread it outwards. Mm. And I think that's been picking up a lot. And I think as that talk gets bigger, as it always happens, there's more debate and discussion. So what's pan versus bi? Mm. And can you, like, you know, the split attraction model of people who are, you know, biromantic and asexual, or aromantic and bisexual, and do they belong? The answer is yes, of course, always.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's been the biggest change for me, is to see people really start to feel like there is a community that they belong to when they have this word, and not feel like they're just kind of drifting and need to find a way to fit in. So that's been really big for me personally, and seeing that kind of also be something that is happening across everyone else too. So that's been really beautiful. And also the show's been getting bigger, having all these new hosts jump in here.
So, As a new host jumping in here quickly, because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Favourite moments?
Interviewing Mara Wilson, Matilda. That was freaking sweet. Interviewing Margaret Cho and losing my shit at her face. I think Alex Zand and I doing The Art of the Apology.
That was a really beautiful episode.
I cried a bunch.
Me too.
It was good.
I think doing the episode around BiCons for the representation now for me was a highlight. Just sitting here in the studio by myself and just sobbing hysterically. Huntley, having the band Huntley on.
Did Did you?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, I missed that.
Well, you can find the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, where all good podcasts are found. And joy to all today, you forward slash triple bypass, because I see I'm combining the call out with people ranting them.
I noticed.
Having Karma Dance on, so that was Raina and Gavin to talk about the intersections of being, biracial and bisexual and being a person of multiple nations and the kind of links there for people who live in the in-between. Being able to give a voice to a lot of intersections, including the intersex and bisexual movement. And honestly, getting to meet people, and every time I meet a cool bi person, be like, hey, you're like on my radio show.
Have a badge.
Ella Jean singing Teenage Bi Girl, her cover, because we played that earlier in the show, and it made me cry.
Cried.
We just got a quick message in from, which was, happy birthday, a trifecta of joy, a miracle of truth out there in the public square. Love you from an elder fighting for writing for us all. Aww. Lindsay?
Thanks, Lindsay.
Oh my gosh!
What a way to kind of close this out, because we've come to the end. We've got to go.
We'll be back next week.
We will, and you can find, like we said, every episode ever as a podcast at joy.org.au/triple bypass on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I get mine from Google.
We're there too.
Happy birthday, Ruby.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, darling. Happy birthday, Alex.
Oh.
I just want to make sure.
Happy birthday, Triple Bypass.
You can find us on Facebook, Triple Bypass, Twitter, Triple Bypass, Instagram, Triple Bypass, Joy, and email us at any time to wish us a belated happy birthday at triplebypass@joy.org.au.
From the bottom of our bisexual hearts.
Thank you for listening.
Catch you next week.
Coming up next is Soul Provider, a new show on Joy. Enjoy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.